We gather in the midst of a world pandemic. As of this writing, there are 613,000 cases of people infected in the United States with the coronavirus. So far, 26,000 people have died in this country. This morning, we will recite Yizkor, and joining us in this service of memory are those around the world who are remembering loved ones who were in good health just a few weeks ago. People like Gary Curlin, the husband of our good friend Kathy Ramos, who's involved in kosher catering and is a wonderful friend to our congregation. I spoke to her just after Gary died, and she told me that her husband was in the hospital on a respirator and appeared to be improving. And within just a few hours, everything changed. Kathy sang Yizkor today along with so many others who never imagined that they would be remembering a loved one who they were just speaking with days or weeks ago. Today is the last day of Passover, our most home-based holiday, where this year our doors were closed when we recited the words Kol Dichvin Yite Veichol, that all who are hungry come and eat. Though most of the Jewish community gathered in their homes with just a few people, and the only way to be with loved ones was via a computer screen. So too with this service. Monday is Yom HaShoah, the 75th anniversary since the end of the Second World War, and a day on which we remember the destruction of European Jewry and the death of one of every three Jews in the world. And my theme this morning is a deeply Jewish one, hope. Yes, you heard me correctly, hope. Pesach is a holiday that is infused with hope, a hope based upon the idea that you are never alone as long as you choose to remember that there is a God who cares deeply and stands with us in the hardest of times, in the periods of loss. A God who says, Hineni to us, I am here. A hope that is anchored to the belief that the Ge'ulah, the redemption, will yet come. At one point in our Seder, we opened the door for Elijah. Is there a more hopeful statement than that? This notion that a new age is so close that one year we will open our doors and Elijah, the forerunner of the Messiah, will be standing outside. Consider the historical circumstances that Jews celebrated Passover during the centuries, the dangerous circumstances under which they lived, and yet they never lost hope. They demonstrated their faith in the simple act of opening the door, demonstrating the faith of a people which continues to sustain us ad hayom hazeh, to this very day. When we remember the promise of Elijah, we choose hope over despair. Now we have reached the last day of Passover, and again we return to the theme of hope in the words of Isaiah the prophet. He was writing in the 8th century as the great power, Assyria, was marching toward them. Here again, the message is one of hope, not despair, in the face of one of the greatest and cruelest military powers of their age and any age. In this chilling moment, Isaiah offered the people the idea of the Messiah. But a shoot will grow out of the stump of Jesse, a twig shall sprout from his stock. The Spirit of the Lord shall yet alight upon him, a spirit of counsel and valor, a spirit of devotion and reverence for the Lord. Isaiah goes on and offers the people a vision, a world of light and equity, a world that will return to the Garden of Eden, where the wolf will lie peacefully with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with a kid, all with a child to lead them. In all of my sacred mountain, Isaiah says, nothing evil or vile shall be done. And what gives him such hope at a time such as this? Kol mala haaretz dea et Adonai, for the land shall be filled with the devotion, with the knowledge of the Lord. Kamaim liyam machsin, as the waters cover the sea. What Isaiah offered the people was the hope that comes with faith. Faith in a God who does not leave us even in the worst of times. Faith that a better day is in the offing, that we will build with God's help. And my friends, it is that vision that has sustained our people over the years. When we remember the words of Isaiah, we choose hope over despair. The hope that sustained our people even during the years of the Shoah. Emanuel Ringelblum was a fascinating figure whose life's work was one of memory. When his family was taken to the Warsaw Ghetto, he set about on a secret mission, which he assigned the codename Oneg Shabbat, the joy of the Sabbath. The activities of the group were kept so secretive that not even the inhabitants of the ghetto were aware of the operation. He spent his days collecting information and wrote notes at night. Together with numerous other Jewish writers, scientists, and ordinary people, Ringelblum collected diaries, documents, commissioned papers, and preserved the posters and decrees that comprised the memory of the doomed community. Among approximately 25,000 sheets of paper, there are also detailed descriptions of destruction of ghettos in other parts of Poland. The Treblinka extermination camp, Chelmno extermination camp, and a number of reports made by scientists conducting research on the effects of famine in the ghetto. On the eve of the ghetto's destruction, which took place on the first night of Passover in 1943, when all seemed lost, the archive was placed in three milk cans and metal boxes, buried in the cellars of Warsaw buildings. What motivated Ringelblum to engage in this archival act of memory? It was hope. Hope that won out over despair. The hope that the scourge of the Nazis and the evil of the Third Reich would be destroyed and that the Jewish people would live on and those of the Warsaw Ghetto would be remembered. It was an act of hope in a world filled with despair. And though Emanuel Ringelblum and his family were murdered by the Nazis, he was right to hope. For a new day did come. 2 years later, the war ended, and with it, the State of Israel was born. He was right to hope. And his remarkable archive ensures that those who lived and died in the Warsaw Ghetto were not forgotten. Ringelblum records that in a small shtiebel, a little synagogue on the outskirts of the ghetto where the Bratslaver Hasidim would gather, there was a large sign in the synagogue with the words of Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav, their Rebbe. Gewalt Yidden, seid euch nicht mehr. For the love of heaven, Jews, do not despair. These are the words that our tradition offers to you this morning. Words of faith, words of courage, words of hope. The hope that a new day will yet dawn for those willing to choose hope over despair. The hope that will give us the vision to build that world together with the lessons learned during this terrible pandemic. The hope that will give us the strength to truly open the door to a world worthy of the coming of Elijah. The hope that will give us the will to create a world of equity and wisdom worthy of the vision of Isaiah. As we turn to the Yisker service, we carry those we loved and lost in our hearts and in our memories. Let us do what Jews have done throughout the ages and take the lessons that we learned from them and apply them to our own time so that their hopes for us and our hopes for our children, our children's children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to follow, will yet come to fruition. Gewalt Yidden, seid euch nicht meyaisch, for the love of heaven, Jews, do not despair. Pesach is a reminder that hope, not despair, is what has sustained us throughout history and will continue to do so in this dark time as well.